Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I want to talk about niches. You know, I worked for Sears back in another life. Actually, my first corporate job was with Sears. And I was still in college when I started, and I worked for them for about over 6 years. And one of the things I remember is, of course, if you know anything about Sears, especially if you're a guy, ladies, don't be offended by that. It's just one of the way it is. It's the Craftsman tools. Now, I don't see, when I go to the Sears tool hardware department, I don't see a lot of ladies looking around at the tools. But the guys know that their Craftsman tools are the best. And there was this, especially their socket wrenches. The mechanical socket wrenches. And if you were a prospect for a Craftsman socket wrench, you could choose there were three different models, as they were for many companies, but especially Sears. They always had the good, better, and the best models. Whatever they were selling, they always had it in that, you know, the classic three options, right? Well, the thing that made the best wrench the best was it had more notches or teeth. And if you know how a socket wrench works, when you turn the socket to tighten it, and then you take the wrench back to get another purchase and to tighten the wrench the nut again, well, the best wrench had the smallest teeth, the smallest notches inside the mechanism. And what that allowed for was a finer adjustment. If you were in a really tight place, you could still work with this a lot better when you're tightening a nut or a bolt, and so those extra notches made that best model work best, right? Well, for the past 30 years at least, the marketplace, especially the American marketplace, has increasingly become like that best socket wrench, that best Craftsman socket wrench. Every year, the marketplace acquires more notches, except in the marketplace, notches are called niches. Now, I prefer niche, but some people say niche and tomato, tomato, you know, whatever you want to call it, but you know what I'm saying. And just as more notches in a mechanical wrench allow for finer adjustments, niches create finer and more elegant ways for you to serve customers. And customers like that a lot. As niches have increased in numbers over the years, so have entrepreneurial opportunities. And you see this, maybe, you know, you could be a small business owner and not be filling a niche. You could have a mainstream, classic, you know, 100-year business. Something people have been doing for 100 years. But there's a pretty good chance that you, if you're a small business owner, that, or if you're thinking about starting a business, that you're thinking about a niche. But the increasing number of niches have created a lot of opportunities, and I believe it's resulted in the dramatic expansion of the small business sector, and that we've seen in the last 30 years. It's difficult to say which is the chicken and which is the egg. Have entrepreneurs been taking advantage of niche opportunities presented to them, or have they carved out niches when they saw previously unrealized opportunities? I think it's both. It's not either or. It's both and. Webster says a niche is a place a place or position perfectly suited for the person or thing in it. And, you know, I say Webster like everybody knows what I mean. If you're really young, maybe I should say, you know, something else, Google or whatever. But Webster's a dictionary for those of you who didn't know that. Well, a niche is a place or position perfectly suited for the person or thing in it. If ever a concept was perfectly suited for something, it's the niche and a small business. Indeed, as one small business owner identifies a new niche, another one is creating a niche within a niche. You've heard me say this before. Niche within a niche within a niche. A niche of a niche of a niche. You've seen this. If you look around you, just do an about face and you'll see what I'm talking about. People are creating opportunities through niches of niches of niches. It's beautiful. My friend Rebecca Banick is the president of Neutral Posture. She's been on the show before. It's a Texas small business. She founded with her mother. They wanted to build office chairs, but they wanted to build really good office chairs. Rebecca told me that Neutral Posture has been successful because they fill a niche. They make really comfortable, ergonomically correct, and not inexpensive office chairs. Instead of trying to make chairs for every person and price point in the 21st century. And Rebecca's story is out there, this legion, it's all over the place. In the future, there will be less mass marketing, mass media, and mass distribution. I really believe that if you look around you, and you see how technology is evolving, you see how people want things more and more customized, people want things the way they want it, and they're willing to pay for that. They're willing to pay for, if you save them time. There are a lot of niches out there just literally to save customers time, to make things more convenient for them. There are all kind of niches like that. I think people are going to want that more and more. And that's the reason why I think there are going to be more niches. There are going to be lots of niches. I don't think the mass business model is going to go away, but they're not going to grow like the niches of the marketplace are growing. And I think that's good news for small business and the future of 21st century entrepreneurship. More niches means a healthier small business sector, which I believe is good not only for America, but it's good for the world. If you want to be successful as a small business, if you want to grow your business, let's say you're trying to find a way to grow the business you have already, maybe you should think about looking for niches to expand into. Take what you're already doing and adjust it a little bit to fill a niche. Remember what I've said many times before. You don't have to. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. Maybe that second part should be thinking about it. You should be thinking about a niche. I'll take a quick break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.